Does anyone have any allergies? I won't put fish, swimming fish.
That's for you. Alright, so, we could continue to kind of muddle along here. And, Aaron can't make it. So we got the five coders and, so we have Deb's comments, and we've got Aaron made some notes as well. Was everybody operating under the same set of coding rules? So I guess we'll just look for discrepancies. Yeah.
It seems that with these rules, like rules 15 and 16, we're coding. To me, it seemed like I was coding certain passages longer than I might actually feel or represent. So, I don't know, other people were feeling that as well. I felt like my gut would have been sometimes more threes, but I was getting a lot of fives because actually for that rule.
I think that was my experience. Well, I had so many fives this time around.
It was really odd. I wanted to combine the computer version too. How do people feel about marking one down? So 13 would be 13 different categories. It's a standard four. You're saying it's a standard three.
Just kind of people. You know how to use the computerized program, right? So what if we took the next practice and you ran it through the computer program so we had those ratings, and then we can work, that'll be our gold standard? Because I feel like we're kind of, flailing about, really.
Yeah.
I just don't have the time to, I'm like so swamped right now, I don't have the time to sit down and code these word blocks myself. I haven't been trained since 2006. So it's been 7 years since I've done this kind of coding. And the solution, because really what we're trying to do is trying to show that the manual coding is reliable with the computerized coding, maybe we can use the computerized coding as our standard.
Okay.
So can you take the next transcript and run it through the program, and then we'll have...
It won't do it in word blocks. I have to do more than one transcript at a time.
Why don't you treat each word block as a transcript?
Okay.
Will that work?
Yeah.
And would it give us an actual specific number from negative 1 to 9, or
no.
what does it give us?
It
be one-to-one.
I have to look at, I haven't done that since this summer, but I know it's different. I mean, just to help me figure out how to use it when we have to, convert to the best usability environment, I think, I don't know what to do.
Well, one way to do it is not change the computerized codes, but changing the, changing the R ratings to vary from negative 1 to 1. In other words, take standardized coefficients of everybody's ratings. That might do it. And then there's a fair comparison. Let me show you how that would look. So this is my database that I've been developing on all your ratings. It's going to take a while to pull up. So these are the current ratings, and let me just take the last person in the database is Kimmy's rating. So if I take Kimmy's ratings, let's show you how this works. So I take Kimmy's ratings and I put them over here in the variables. Everybody seen them? Show that again. So I went to the end of the variable list and I clicked on this arrow and I moved it over. This is in descriptives. So analyze and then descriptives. And then I click on this little box here called save standardized scores as variables. And I click on OK. You'll see Kimmy's scores then show up as standardized coefficients, which means that they vary. It's actually not negative 1 to 1, but the mean is 0. The mean is 0, and then this 1 stands for 1 standard deviation. So this is 1.83 standard deviations from the mean, which is 0. This is negative 0.7 standard deviations from the mean.
Are you talking about the mean of all the scores?
The mean of all the scores.
Of her scores?
Of her scores. Okay. I just took the standard deviation of this variable,
okay.
Kimmy's variable. So if you then go to analyze descriptive statistics, and let's say that I want to, what's going on here? For some reason this is stuck. Everything is. Can go wrong today, has gone wrong for me. Here we go. Okay, so. So that's the Z transform variable. Click, take that off. Click on OK. And you'll see here that the mean. 0, that's to the negative 7th power, that's functionally equal to 0. And the maximum is 1.8 standard deviations above the mean, and the minimum is negative 1.65 standard deviations below the mean. Standard deviation is 1. So, then I think, then the means are at least balanced out. If not, we could also standardize, it's a way of comparing apples with apples. So we could take the computerized values and then standardize them, and we'll have the same, it'd be both, they're both standardized. And then we could correlate the two. Use an inter-class correlation to correlate the two, and then we can find out how close everybody is to the computerized version. That would be a way of doing it. Otherwise, I think we're just kind of like grasping at air.
So as soon as the transcription to give me a Word block, I'll put them in the computerized version, and then I'll send to you the skills.
Yeah, what you would do is then each Word block is a separate transcript. And then you write down the number that it spits out, and then you put it in an Excel file from Word block. Let's say there are 29 Word blocks, like today, Word block 1 to Word block 29. And then each Word block has a corresponding value that the computer gives you. And you can just send me that, and then I'll standardize them, and I'll figure out their reliability with everybody. And that'll be kind of like our gold standard then.
Because
see how that works.
Low and high words and not CRF. So I'll give you both. That's kind of how it spaces out the numbers.
Right.
So I'll give you both for each word.
Yeah, okay. We'll see how it works. But in the meantime, now who's cut off? It's Kimmy's ratings are cut off. I can't, you know, they just, too many of you to squeeze into one 8.5 inch width of paper, so. Let's see. Anything stand out? Now, Deb was you're not correlated with anybody, so I'm very curious to see, because I know how meticulous you are. So anybody who's if the rest of the crowd is really different from you, those are the ones I want to, Word blocks I want to take a look at. Yes.
We think it's a Deb issue that you are with at the beginning.
Well, if...
Oh, go ahead.
I mean, I might change if we're not going to go by these codes.
Well, why wouldn't we go by these codes?
Well, we could, but if we're using
No, we would still, they would still use this. Yeah.
Oh.
This isn't nullified. I'm just saying that the computerized reflective function just gives us a sense of where we, you know, what the correct number should be.
Okay.
But they'd still be using a code book.
I thought we were going to make the numbers similarly to the code this year.
No.
Okay. So, yeah, so I guess we're probably going to figure it out, bumping down 15 and 16.
Now, where are you, what are you referring to?
Numbers 15 and 16. So, if you know, 150 were about two different categories in the subsections, would be a score of a 4.
It says score 5 here.
Right, but we a bunch of us saw that we were coding word blocks higher than we actually think it was meant to be because of this one.
Okay, and then 16.
It would be going down to
a 4. Oh, that, so you're saying that this is confusing. So
I'm saying, yeah.
Number 16 is a rule you're proposing. The current rule that everyone used was number 15. Is that what you're saying?
We were using both 15 and 16, but my idea now is that instead of for 15, the two different categories in the subsections be a score of 4, we change that to a score of 4. And then a score of 5, and we change it to a score of 4. How do people think about that? And then with 16, it would be 150 word blocks that includes two of the same categories would be a score of 3 instead of 4.
Because I think right now there's no way to really get a 3.
Right.
Because we're saying if one thing is a 2, like I feel so blank, if one category...
I feel happy is a 2.
Yeah, and that's one category.
Right.
So it's a 2, but then if two categories are 4, there's no way to even get 3.
Right.
Or it's very difficult.
Well, a three, let's see. That would be one category, I guess, right?
Right. So then if you get another three, another I feel so, and then I feel so, you already bumped it up to a four according to this rule.
Well, I'm happy to try anything at this point.
So a 15 is a score of 4. Is that right? 16 is a score of 3. And then how would you get a score of 5? What would you consider a 5? A score of 5 would be... I mean, in here it said... if you have three different ratings or five within 150 word blocks, at least three instances warrant in a five rating. No rejection, no deserved explanation.
So under a logistics or a claim on that user, logistics number one, it said pick the highest rating, including the therapist. So I guess that role doesn't apply anymore.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of, I mean,
which is that?
Logistics number one. Because we're combining the
wait, number
the
one.
Very bottom logistics under okay. Logistics. We're combining these scores to get proposed. So we're not the entire transcript that's what we're doing, picking the highest, but
well, what if, let's say, there was a word block with two different categories, and you assigned a 4 to that, but then later on in the word block, there's like a 7-pointer, like this guy goes off on 4 different kinds of reflective function, and then that would be your score of 7.
For that 150
word
block, right. But that's because it was worded. Not because we're picking the highest one.
No, that would be the highest. What I'm saying is, let's get 150 words. So in the first 20 words, there are two examples of different categories. Right. So the first 20 words, they get a 4. Then in the last 30 words, there's a 7. What's the score? It's not a mean between 7 and 3, which would be a 5. It's a 7.
Yes, yeah, so it's the same idea. Like if there were 20, the first 20 words, you saw two different categories. And then later on, in the next 130 words, it says something so incredible and goes back to your, you know, just where about you. Yeah. Yes, those two would be a 4 or a 3 or whatever it is, whichever we're looking at, in those 20 words, but further down, it would be higher, so you choose the higher one. Does that make sense?
Also, together,
it
would be a
4.
Okay.
So the first 20 words would be a 4.
That's just an example.
Yeah.
So somewhere in the passage, you score a 4, but elsewhere in the passage, totally separate from that 4, there is an example of marked RF, where the response contains some feature which makes reflection explicit. There's an explicit reference to the nature or properties of mental states, how mental states relate to behavior, or mental states in relation to the interviewer, and at least one of the following, let's say, is sophisticated, or is unusual or surprising. You know, the last 30 words, let's say, of a word block satisfy the requirements for marked RF. But earlier in the passage, earlier in the word block, you know, it was a 4. You're going to go with the 7.
Okay. So now, if you had, I guess earlier in the passage, you had a 2, and then you had a 5. We're not going to go with a 4 anymore. We're going to go with a 5.
Mm-hmm.
If
so
it's.
That means number 15 wouldn't apply.
It would if only in the word blocks there are two different scores and subsections and nothing else.
Yeah.
Now you had said a 2. So a 2 doesn't mean that it meets a category, it just means I feel sad. So that wouldn't count toward your category frequency. If a category comes up, two categories come up later, or one category comes up later, you're not going to count the I feel sad earlier in the word block because that's not a category. It's less than questionable RF according to how we're defining it.
So an RF code does not necessarily mean it meets under those categories. So this is just,
I was so sad, is an RF code of 2. It doesn't mean it's under 4.24 or whatever it is, it just means it's a 2.
Now if you have one of these categories comes up early on in a word block, and then there's another category, a different category, a different subsection of a category coming up near the end of the word block, then you want to add them up. So that would be 2, and then you want to consider, I guess, what we're calling a 4 or a 3 now.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I guess I was just wondering, I didn't understand the purpose of scoring it, or 15 and 16, scoring it a 4, if like two categories are in the passage and each are rated a 2. I didn't get how.
So you were saying, when you saw I was sad or something, that was a 2.
And then another one that says, I was sad yesterday, that talks about developmental, whatever, under that category, or say, whatever it falls under that category.
Okay.
I didn't understand how it would be rated a 4, just based on two categories. I guess that, to me, after reading the manual, is kind of just different from what the manual says.
So you're finding subsections for the RF.
Just because of the frequency.
I mean, it's a good question. I think the codes are there. I mean, the rules are there to make it simpler, so it's more manualized.
Okay.
I don't know
I was just thinking that we're bringing it down a little bit. Those two categories, or those two occurrences, would only be a 3 now instead of a 4, which is still questionable or lower F. So I know you were just giving an example that wasn't a real example, you're trying to come up with one, but even thinking like I was saying yesterday, I wouldn't put that even under a nominal category because it's not showing any change from past to present.
Mm-hmm.
It's just saying I was saying yesterday. Like there's not announcing happy or anything like that.
But if it was, I was sad yesterday, not say I was happy, what would you?
Yeah, I would give that one under the development category. I would mark that one, and if something came up again, I would give it the 3, and now the rule would say 2 occurrences happen that are 3. If they're 3 worthy, like questionable RF, but that's fair, that's like, well, questionable RF.
It's a good question,
yeah.
And I think if it was up to us and we like understood this better, we would be able to trust ourselves, but this will help us have reliability.
Okay, so that was really the purpose to have reliability. Okay.
You know, Melissa, this seems so much harder than it was 2 years ago. What are we, 3 years ago, what are we doing wrong? I mean, it's different, we're coding a different source of data, but it's still words,
But before you're prompted to talk, I mean, not necessarily about the mental state of another person.
Describe your mother.
To talk about another person, whereas here, you're not prompted to talk about anything, and we're trying to find mental states and anything to say. I don't know if it's...
Is Chris in town?
But I can imagine him like being open. Did you ever email him?
Mm-hmm.
Did he
gave me like really
you know, how long it took and
did he remember how it was for us to get reliable? No, I don't. He didn't tell me that, but I have to ask him. I'm curious about that. So, like, how long? Maybe it just takes longer now. Maybe it really
did
take
long.
Because I remember practicing for a long time, but.
Well, but we practiced. We had three different coding systems that we mastered.
Yeah.
Three different ones. And we had to practice each one before we started coding. So for this, I had six practices before we started coding RF. This was our seventh.
Mm-hmm.
So we're already one over.
Yeah.
Now it could be that, you know, we're just on the cusp of breaking through to reliability. I don't know.
These rules help now? I don't know. Maybe something helped with reliability. Did it, when you were doing it, did you feel like, oh, well, according to this rule, I'm going to get a 4? Like, did you feel that it gave direction?
I thought it gave direction. I still had trouble with 15 and 16 because, again, I wasn't used to doing that in a previous assignment. And so, yeah, I had the most trouble with those too.
Okay. Because those are the ones that I found to be the most helpful,
let's see, it was Giacomo, Chris, you and Brianna. It was Marie Mercado. And was that it?
I think there was random undergraduate students that came.
Yeah, there was really just five of you.
But Chris was on two coding teams.
Yes, right. So it was five coders. So we have one more than that. So I'm looking at these. And I'd like to look at number 7. We have a discrepancy between Deb J and Deb C of 3. So let's look at number 7. Yeah, go ahead.
In terms of my religion and everything, I see that as a big obstacle, you know, in my path, sort of, I guess, and I don't know what it is, you know. It's like I can't admit to myself, I can't say to myself, really, you know, and honestly, that is the right thing. It makes me so, it makes me mad. It really, you know, makes me very angry at myself that I'm going through this now because I'm, you know, I don't know how I would have done it any other way. I really don't. And I had some very strong feelings about that. I still do have, you know, well. And it's like I feel down, you know, like it was one of those by now. I underline, it makes me mad, really, you know, makes me very angry at myself.
Mm-hmm. 4.2.5. What's 4.2.5? That is. Evaluating mental states from the point of view of its impact on behavior, self, and or other. So where's the behavior part? What is it?
When it says
really makes me angry at myself going through this now because I don't know how I would have done it.
I don't. Okay.
Done it.
Okay.
I think that first half, I don't think I put it with the right category. I can't admit to myself, I can't say to myself, I don't know, I honestly did the right thing. That was awareness of defensiveness, but I realized there wasn't really an awareness, which is, I thought that that was.
Would it be opaqueness of mental states of self? Okay. Right, I think that's more closely than opaqueness. I can't admit to myself, like I don't have that insight into myself. I can't admit it. Well, what's he admitting to himself?
That I did the right thing.
Right. Which is a behavior, it's not a mental state. Is that why you didn't? And Deb, you gave it a 5. So, okay, so this is great. So we have to decide whether this falls into a category or it doesn't. It's that simple.
I thought that anything was a mental state. That's why I put it. But
okay, now is admitting a mental state? I admit something. What does that mean? It's not a feeling. But is it a belief?
I guess it's always like acceptance almost, like admitting.
I'm accepting myself.
Is it intention?
Well, that's the question. Is this intentionality?
Even if it's in regards to a behavior. I mean, maybe if it said, I can't admit to myself that I was sad, or that I was angry, but that I did the right thing.
You do know. You think you know. You have a mental state about this. Is it intentionality? I admit. That's the question. So we had Deb J, 2. Melissa S, 3. Now, Melissa, you gave it a 3.
Because I felt like it was more than just, I feel so sad. Or I feel.
Because he said, because I don't know how I would have done it any other way?
No, so I have it more as a developmental look at it. I don't know how I would have done it any other way. I had some very strong feelings about it. I still do. So, talking about development from past to present. Feelings.
Yeah. What do people have to say?
I also scored it a 5 because of the two categories, but for the first one, I thought it was reflective only because, I thought that whole sentence, but specifically,
it
used the word honestly. I thought that contributed to why it was reflective.
The word honestly?
Yeah.
Because.
Actually, I can't say to myself really honestly, I
think
the right thing.
I took that more as like a manner of speaking, like what he says or she says, I feel, I think.
I think we need to infer as little as possible.
Just so
that's where I'm going to do that, because I see how it would mean something different if I didn't read it the way I did. Honestly, could mean that, admit, I see where that could be.
You know, this is a good word block to talk about because, you know, you, the
the group, the team is evenly split between twos and threes. How I'm looking at twos and threes versus the fours and fives. So in the twos and threes team is Deb J, Melissa, and Michelle. Where's Michelle, by the way? Okay, she said she's going to try. She was sick today. She said she was going to try to come in for the meeting. Obviously, that didn't happen. So there's three of them. So Deb, Melissa, and Michelle's not here. And then the other three, Deb, Chu, Aaron, who's not here, and Kimmy. So you two should pair up and argue against these two.
I put it that same reason as you, because I thought admitting was a mental state.
You thought admitting was a mental state.
Mm-hmm.
To admit.
But it's not that.
Well, it's definitely not a feeling. It's not a feeling. You know, admission is not a feeling. Sadness is a feeling. Anger is a feeling. Admission is not a feeling. But admission of what? And it's admission of a behavior. But the question is, you know, what's interesting is that, you know, I can admit to myself. There's some kind of insight there, right? There's some kind of reflectiveness. But here's the issue. All right, so I'll grant you there's some reflectivity going on, right? But it's got to be really low level.
I would have put it so high because of that there were two different categories, which is
right.
Mm-hmm. Which is what we agreed to do.
And I think that's why we're saying that it needs to be lower because it was artificially inflating those scores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's take a straw poll here. So of the six coders, we only have four here today, unfortunately, but of you four, if you had to do it all over again and you could code this word block 7 with this change of guidelines, how many would give this word block a 2? You would? Anyone else? No. A 2? Okay, so 1, 2, how many 3s? You're still with the 5 or the 4?
No, well, not the first half, now that I know that that's not a...
No, I'm saying, now that we've discussed it, you have new rules, right? We not new rules, but we've changed the rules on 15 and 16 of the code book, right? Given that new insight, how would you rate this word block now? That's the question. You'd move it up.
Four, only because I see that there's still two of the same categories. Is that what the rules before is from?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, what are the categories?
No. Two of the same categories is three. Two of two different categories.
So this is from two different categories. You said it was on page 1, and then mm-hmm. the other one was affecting behavior, mental states affecting behavior.
See, but I no longer think that. I tend to agree with Melissa on this one, that you know, admitting is not a feeling, and there's no limitation really because it's not a feeling and it's a behavior that we're talking about. It's doing the right thing, right? Isn't that what? Okay. Three?
Yeah,
I three?
Mm-hmm.
Three? You gonna stick with two?
I'm gonna stick with two, but I would still be reliable.
Well, it depends on the long haul. In the long haul.
But I mean, I think it's good because in the long haul, we're gonna be paired with somebody else. So you can bounce ideas back. So sometimes it would be helpful to talk about this with somebody else.
Well, you can only talk about it after you've done your coding.
Right, but I mean, you figure you...
Yeah, no, that's true, but you know, the disadvantage of that kind of calculation of reliability is that, let's say you're paired up with Melissa, right?
Mm-hmm.
and you two go off and you two go into a mind meld and you two see everything the same way. And then Kimmy, let's say, and Deb Chu are paired together, and they go off and they do their mind meld and they're doing great reliability. But let's say that I switch things up just for the fun of it, and I gave you and Kimmy a transcript to code together, like somewhere in the middle of our coding project. And if you and you two don't see eye to eye at all, you know, getting reliability is important. That's one aspect of doing research. But the other aspect of doing research is actually giving the correct ratings to the transcript. And just because you see things similarly to Melissa doesn't mean that you're accurately coding the transcript. And that's really ultimately what we're after. We want the transcript to be coded properly. So it's important that we all see. Now, eventually we are going to pair off, but we want to the best of our ability, see eye to eye, all of us together on every single word block. Sure.
I also don't think that Melissa and I should be paired up together.
Ouch.
No, I mean, wow. I just think
similarly, so bouncing ideas back, we would agree, whereas if we were paired with somebody else, we might, it might be helpful. Does that make sense? I mean, it might help.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
Or, because I think Melissa and I are the two most advanced in this, because she's coded before I've done the coding. So I'm not sure if we're together, I think we would agree for the most part. We would bounce as many ideas back.
I guess the only problem with that is you're not just picking people to be partnered up based on their experience. It's how well they do things.
Yeah, you know, the other side of it, of course, is you want to achieve reliability.
Yeah.
You know, it's a delicate balance.
I mean, I'd love to be paired up with Melissa.
Yeah,
nice. No, I would, but I don't know.
You'd be the super team.
Yeah.
No, I understand what you're saying. But I think we have maybe more experience talking about this topic.
Yeah, ideally what I want to do is, like, I pair up the third years with the second years.
I mean, most of the
kids
always talk
about that. Yeah, I think that's a good one. But I would, you know, pair up second years who maybe have a natural affinity with the coding patterns of the third year student. You know. And I haven't really looked at patterns yet among the ratings. I think honestly we're a little too early to do that. We're doing so poorly really on the coding that I haven't even looked at whether certain second year students pair well with certain third year students, you know.
I guess what I keep thinking about is that we're dealing with the real transcripts. I don't want to not going to say that hypothesis, but I think it would be easier unless we deal with the real transcripts in terms of
why are you saying that?
I don't want to say anything.
No, I hear you. Do you think because what the diagnosis is all the same?
Well,
I have a bias because I have
you've looked at it.
Five.
Right.
So.
Right. Patient 5 is not like patients 1 through 4, though.
That's
patient
true.
5 is different.
That's true.
But, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Just, I've never coded RF in therapy sessions before. It's new territory.
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe this is why.
Could be. What I'm going to do is this has inspired me to email Larry Josephs again and find out if he has like a code book from when he did this back in 2004 and see whether he or she'd be willing to share with us. What he might say is, well, I can't remember that far back. I'm not disparaging him, just I know how I think. And so I'm projecting onto him that he would say, well, that was 9 years ago. I think that we just used the RF coding manual, which is difficult to do. And we're finding a need to make up our own rules as we go. But he might have a code book, and or he might say, I lost it, or you know, whatever. But I'll check with him and see whether there's something that he has. Because why reinvent the wheel here?
He might have a folder from 2010.
2004. He might. Well, yeah. See, I have all the practice ratings from RF from 2010. So should we do another word block?
So are we saying that it is
not? Yeah, that's not.
Let's put that on.
Well, how many times is that going to come up?
I don't know. Whatever we can put on this.
All right.
Yeah, like we have that list of words to pay attention to.
Right.
It might be mentally, and this one could be on the list of words to pay attention to that most likely are. Most likely to see.
I'll send an update in one this weekend.
Admission, it's a form of thought. Is it a belief? I'm admitting something. Is it a belief?
I think it depends what you're admitting. What's not going to go
I'm admitting that I do the right thing. Versus, I'm admitting that I feel sad.
That's the feeling.
Yeah.
Of course, if it is tied to a feeling.
It's not, but what if it's tied to a belief? All right, let's say I believe that... I believe that the sky is blue. Versus, I believe that I'm a good person. Versus, I believe that I'm feeling very frustrated today. So, let's take each of those three statements. I believe that the sky is blue. How would you rate that?
A two?
Yeah. A two? Possibly a one.
I'm
all right.
Thinking
I believe in
so
a fact.
But it's not like
Right. Yeah.
All right. I believe that I'm a good person.
I'm a two.
Probably, good person is not a feeling.
But it's more than a blue sky,
and there's insight into the fact that
my internal working model.
Yeah. So this person,
and then I believe that I'm frustrated today.
I believe I'm frustrated today.
I would think that would be a two also. That would be a
two. So I believe I'm a good person is the same as I believe I'm frustrated.
Frustrated, I think, is more reflective.
Frustrated is a feeling.
Good
person is not a feeling. Mm-hmm.
But how is I believe I'm frustrated different than I am frustrated? How
would
it's
not. Right, she's right. I was so
mad. Well, or it could be either I'm frustrated or I believe I'm frustrated.
The limitation of insight.
I'm not sure, but I believe I'm frustrated. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah,
I would agree. Like, you like the acting? Is it?
So in this case, it was...
I can't admit to myself, I can't say to myself,
and maybe doesn't follow with it.
So let's say, I mean, I guess now I can't put it on the sheet, but you know what, I mean, if it's just admit without a following,
without a following
mental state, then not reflective.
And just because something's reflected doesn't mean it necessarily is getting the code, which would then be combined with another code to bump it up to a higher number. Something could be like a one or a two, and then if there's something that's a three, that's not two that's just not automatically two categories.
Right. Don't feel like if you have a code of a two, you have to find a subsection for it. Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So if it was, I can't admit to myself that I will do the right thing, is that reflecting only because of the word will and that that signifies desire?
Well, intention would be I want to. I will is a statement about the future, a future behavior. I will do the right thing. I want to do the right thing. Yeah, now we're talking. That's an intention. I want to. I'm saying I desire to do this right thing. I will do the right thing. I'm merely stating what I think is a fact about the future. I will do this. It's like I will drive home tonight. Right? So this, it's the wanting, it's the intentionality that we're trying to capture in this coding system. Okay. And then again, I'm looking at 18. We've got 2 5s and 2 3s. And let's see if Kimmy's the tiebreaker here. 18. 4. Yeah, so she's actually the mean. It's 2 5s, 3 3s, and a 4. Yeah. And the 2 5s were Deb, Jay, and Melissa. So 18.
This is one that I put, and I only gave it a 5 because of the rule.
Yeah.
So I guess if I were to do it again, it would be a 4.
Okay, it was like I was waiting for somebody to talk to me about it. There's no reflectivity there at all. Right? This last statement?
Mm-hmm. I think it would be helpful for me to open it because it might be a okay.
Context I don't know. 18. I can read it. Just, I had to get them done. I tried to do them well, but the faster I could get them done, the better. And like I wasn't really doing it for myself, you know. Like I was just doing it for recognition or doing it for somebody else's sake, you know, to make my parents proud of me or to make my friends think that I was, you know, really something, that I had a lot of energy and stuff to get all this accomplished, and I'm not really comfortable, you know, doing this. I was waiting for somebody to talk me out of it, you know, when I went to see my advisor yesterday, you know, Wednesday.
Well, I guess it's not. Outliers, I'll say what
yeah,
I had.
Please.
I had the, I wasn't doing it for myself, I was doing it for someone else's sake, you know, to make my parents proud of me. I had that as,
So behavior impacting the mental state of someone else.
Yeah. Well, I guess the mental state of her parents impacting her behavior. I want
to
make my parents proud of
me. No. It's the behavior having an impact on the mental state. I'm going to do this behavior to create this mental state in my parents, which is pride.
I guess I kind of took it as she wants her parents to be proud, so she's doing something.
Which comes first?
Well,
the behavior comes first, and the pride comes second.
I think I would still count that as 4.2.6.
4.2.6. Taking into account how others perceive oneself.
Yeah, the parents would be proud of her for doing something.
How about 4.2.5, evaluating mental states from the point of view of its impact on behavior of self and or other.
Yeah, that one's awesome.
But then behavior can impact the mental state.
Would that still be in the same category?
It might be.
Either way, I think it felt I had that one falling under the 4.2, teasing out mental state
and yeah.
behavior. And then I had something else under the openness, where she said, I guess I'm not really comfortable, you know, doing this. I had the I guess part as like, I'm not sure if I'm comfortable. It's almost like I was doing so the uncertainty around feeling comfortable. Which would fall under 4.1.3. Limitation of insight.
Okay, how would you rate this?
Well, now considering what we were talking about the goals I've given.
I just have this. I had a lot of respect for my mother, although sometimes she infuriated me because she was a very anxious person, and she would get up very uptight about things and sometimes get a little hysterical. I think she was very insecure in her relationship with my father, but I don't know if that was true. Is it six? Five? You guys looked?
No.
It's six.
Well, because I think it would have one of those extra categories, the like the causal sequence.
Yeah, that's right. What about this? I had a real go at her, but I think I was just frightened that she didn't care about me. Five? I had a real go at her. I think that means I was fighting. This is British. But I think I was just frightened. I think I was just frightened that she didn't care about me.
Four,
five, five. That's a six also. That's how it's rated here in the manual. Maybe the I think suggests surprise a little bit. I think I was...
Or interacting and impacting mental states. That's one of the specialty things that bumps in.
Yeah.
I just had an idea.
Please, we need ideas.
What if the next one, so there will be a we'll have us next week, right? Or do
correct.
You, right.
So
unless everyone wants to meet on Kimmy's over there giving me the evil eye.
So I think we still do two transcripts and send it to you by Tuesday.
How do you feel about that? So you have the homework as if you had a meeting, but we won't actually meet.
But I...
You know, the danger, of course, when you do that is you're burning two transcripts without the benefit of guidance and training after each one. That's the disadvantage. The advantage is, let's say people start getting the hang of this.
I've seen what it's like after the first one.
Okay, so you'll meet up. So maybe you guys send me your... ratings Tuesday night next week, and I will calculate, and we'll see how we do.
If we do well, you can send. We can do another.
Send yes.
But I think it might be good to instead of show us what we each did, have it like anonymous, so we can you like the questions you're asking right now. I think are helpful, but I think it's whoever answers first colors the other.
We used to write it down. Remember, yeah. We write it on this paper a little
bit. I think that's what we should do. We should tear paper. No, what do we do? I can't
like
remember that.
Like when we would do this during the group.
This kind of
during the meeting.
Training.
Yeah, you would read it. We would write it on a piece of paper, and then we would all hold it up. Because then it's you don't.
But we have the ratings
but
here.
But instead of looking at, we them. Already see what other people said. We already see. Oh yeah, okay. I'll change it to a four. It's so easy.
You can't change it.
But you can concede much easily. When
yeah,
you're
like, oh yeah,
five.
I agree with you.
Maybe right. I didn't get it then, I get it now. Now it's in the moment. You could even do ones that are, we could even do ones that are
in the practice checks for the older ones.
Yeah.
Or recycle what we've done.
Yeah,
but
you could
time.
Take ones that we were
discrepant on 3 weeks ago, and kind of refocus, we could refocus them. Like, we could redo an old transcript. None of us, I don't even know what I'd say, but I just overwrite the same
what?
Thing.
What?
That's a good idea, so then we're not wasting.
We could do that.
So let's do still two, and do...
Don't worry, mine are gone.
No, an email. It's always an email. But you're not allowed to look at them.
But how many, Tina, how many practice transcripts do we have left? I guess we have three left. I think there were 10.
Something like that, yeah.
10 altogether, so we have three left. So we could do two new ones.
Okay.
Right?
But then,
if we're going to
recycle. Yeah, that's true. So, but I think instead of, I think you should see what
abilities after the first one.
I will do that.
But I wouldn't send us each other's codes
just yet.
So then we can,
you can, we can read certain passages without looking at our stuff and
okay.
Get from there.
You want me to, like, give people's mean reliability scores?
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay.
But just so we can't see
other people's codes. We can't even see our own codes once we come here. But you wouldn't look at them.
We missed that.
I mean, I guess you could send this, the output, in here. We just won't look at them when we're discussing the differences.
Yeah.
So you could still do it. We just won't look at it. Our computers will be closed.
All right, we'll do that. And then people can rate the passage, like, spontaneously. Mm-hmm. And then I'll see whether their rating actually matches what they gave me.
I mean,
are people reliable with themselves?
Right.
It's retest reliability.
I guess when we do that,
it's hard because you rate it, you know, per rule, and you might not know that offhand.
That could even be something that's just on the power on a projection, you know, the categories.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, you can just have up there the list of the categories instead of having a reliable system.
Right.
See at least the list of the categories.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys all have the categories, so.
And if Jeff can just put it on the board, then none of us have to have our computers open. Or you could just print out a sheet of paper with all the categories for all of us to have.
Yeah, we
have. All right. I'm exhausted. I really am. So can we just end? Is that all right? Okay. Thanks. No, you do, baby. No. Deb Chu does. No. Now, do you guys experience any pressure or any kind of ostracism by if you're not going? Or
experience those class when people didn't have to take the final if they went and I felt that that was discriminatory.
Wow.
Yeah. They had to write up on like things that they went to, but I would have done that if I wanted to go.
Yeah, I mean that's pressure.
Yeah.
So she doesn't do that anymore?
She
does do that?
Well, it's the combination class, but still, like, if you don't, like, why would I pay to go to that when that's not my interest?